The Zambian referee, Gianni Sikazwe, ended the game in the 85th minute. Now, the game is supposed to end in the 90th minute. He took the teams off the pitch. The Tunisian officials protested. They then realized the mistake and came back on the pitch. He added 4 minutes and 39 seconds and still ended the match under 90 minutes, this time in the 89th minute with a few seconds. And then the Tunisian officials protested again. This time he led the teams off. The game was done. He was escorted off the pitch by security. And as the Mali officials were having a press conference after the game, it was interrupted by CAF officials and they were told they needed to return onto the pitch. This is about 35 minutes later and told they had to finish the game. The Tunisian team refused to come back onto the pitch because they were already in the ice baths and players had already taken their kits off. And Mali were declared winners. So basically that was the controversy in that game between Mali and Tunisia. Eventually Tunisia appealed, but CAF threw their appeal out and said Mali had won the game because Mali reported back onto the pitch while Tunisia refused to get back onto the pitch.
And is this referee, Gianni Sikazwe, still officiating at the matches at the AFCON?
From what's been reported so far, he is still in Cameroon, which means his name is still in the hat for later games. And just something to note, Jackson, this guy is a good referee. He refereed the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations final that Cameroon won, beating Egypt 2-1. He was in charge of that game. He then officiated in the World Cup 2018, two games, including Belgium up against Panama. So he is a guy with a good reputation. He's refereed at the top.
CAF says that he had a heat stroke, and that's the standing with that.
That's the official explanation, that it was a heat stroke.
Okay.
And Jackson, before we move on from that referee issue, we just need to emphasize that this does not reflect what African football is about.
Okay. Now, this tournament is obviously different from the past AFCONs in that it's being played during a pandemic. How has this affected the players and the fans? Is the energy different this time around? Can you feel it?
To be fair, like any other tournament, we saw the Euros also struggle with COVID cases, players being isolated in the middle of the tournament. A few teams have been affected. Gabon, for me, has been the one that's been hit the most. Their own captain, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, earlier today was sent back to England, to Arsenal, from Cameroon. They've discovered a few heart irregularities. And they've done checks. He and another teammate, Mario Lemina, who was also playing in the Premier League with Southampton a few seasons back, they've both been sent back to their respective clubs to get thorough checkups because their countries say they cannot do the thorough checks they need to do while in Cameroon. So they're trying to monitor, and it's all down to COVID. Both players had COVID earlier last week, and they've just recovered, and then they've discovered these discrepancies in their heart rhythms and what have you. So already that's a direct impact. Senegal themselves, who are the favorites of this tournament, have failed to field their best team. The goalkeeper, Bernard Mendy, who plays at Chelsea, is yet to play in this tournament. Their captain, Kalidou Koulibaly, who plays for Napoli in the Italian Serie A, is yet to play. Nampils Mendy, who plays for Leicester City. Idrissa Gane Gaye also missed the previous game. He plays for PSG with Messi. So Senegal, as much as they're favorites, they've not hit the heights that everybody expects. And a big part of that is down to the COVID that's hit their camp.
What are some of the highlights so far, some of the standout moments that will always define this tournament, whether it's the upsets or the brilliant plays on the pitch?
I'll go with the positives first. I'll go with the highlight for me has been Cameroon, the host, thumping Ethiopia 4-1. They fell behind yet again for the second game running, and they bounced back and scored 4. It's been the biggest victory, second biggest victory, because Tunisia did thump Mauritania last night 4-0, rather the previous night 4-0. But Cameroon thumping Ethiopia 4-1 at home. That old man, Vincent Aboubakar, their captain, scoring twice. He's now the top scorer of the tournament with 5 goals. So for me, that's the highlight, because they're the host team. You want them in the tournament for as long as you can to keep the interest in the tournament. And if I go to the what you'd call the lowlights or the upsets for me, but also outstanding, I've got to say Sierra Leone's win over the defending champions Algeria. That's a big, big shock, reminding so many people of the World Cup 2002 when Senegal upset France when they were the defending champions. This time, Sierra Leone getting that 1-0 victory of Algeria. Algeria's won a run of 35 unbeaten games. They were just 2 games short of equaling Italy's record of 37 games unbeaten. And that run has ended. Algeria, again, on the receiving end of another disappointing result. They drew in their first game with Equatorial Guinea 0-0. And now for Algeria, they've got to beat Tunisia in their final game to qualify. But you've got to mention the Gambia as well. They're debutants alongside Comoros, and we spoke about the debutants with you last week. And Gambia themselves, the debutants, they're top of Group F. with 4 points, and they could eliminate the giant Tunisia. If they beat Tunisia in 24 hours' time, if they beat Tunisia, Tunisia will likely, and most likely would be heading home. So that's another big one, the Gambia being debutants in their first tournament.